listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda. No agenda. I don't have a clip of this, but the president also said, maybe that was in his weekly address, we can live the American dream. What were the job numbers? We had 54,000 news.
54, by the way, the numbers that need to be just to keep on an even keel, the number of people entering the job market on a month-to-month basis based on the population is 150,000.
Right, so there are 54,000 new jobs.
Which means we're down 100,000 right there.
Half of those were created by McDonald's. And that's your American dream, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you like fries with that?
Oh, my goodness.
Upsell.
Yeah.
For an extra 25 cents.
Yeah, I can supersize you.
Large.
I can supersize you. No problem. You know, that's what I'm doing all day. I'm supersizing people. No, that's what, but let's be preoccupied with looking at a congressman's penis.
Hot pockets.
Welcome to the No Agenda Producers Update for July 10th, 2011. Today on the show we have Mr. Oil, Marcus Couch, and myself, Gitmo Slave, with all sorts of interesting news. Stay tuned. We'll be right with you.
You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda. In the morning.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Hey! Doing well. Doing well. In the morning to you and everyone out there and all the people in the chat room.
Indeed, in the morning, and as usual, it's good to be back live on air after, it's been what, 2 weeks now I've been away?
Yeah, I haven't seen you for quite a while on the air there, Mr. Oil.
Yeah, I've been kidnapped. And by the sounds of it, I've been kidnapped by the production team of The Hangover 3, because that's how I felt.
Yeah.
Sounds like you had a pretty good time.
Oh, yeah. It was. It's actually, I managed to combine some business with the majority of the pleasure.
To the chat room real quick. Yes, we are live. This is a live broadcast.
Yes, it's Saturday, July the 9th, and it's 11 in the morning here in the UK.
Or it's Sunday, July 11th. Whichever you like. I prefer if it was still Saturday myself. That means I wouldn't have to work tomorrow. But
no, that's true. No, it is Sunday. We just finished the No Agenda show with John and Adam. And I see a sneaky peeky creeping up on the MIBs there. Okay, good. Everybody, welcome. And this is what we called NAPU Sunday. NAPU stands No Agenda Producers Update. And usually we don't have me, and now that, what's his name, Gitmo Slave is entirely producing and broadcasting this, and I'm just a guy with the mic at this stage.
Tip in a chair, right, and a guy in a mic. So what do we got to update everybody on this week?
Well, how long do we have?
Well, we try to keep it to 60 minutes.
60 minutes. Well, okay, so I've been blabbing for five minutes already. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we shall start with people Skyping me. And I actually position my Skypes so far away that I have to control my microphone. Okay, so Gitmo Slave said something on Skype that I'm completely going to ignore it. Now, update. So what we have update. So this is what's going on in a brief that you haven't, or as a listener or user of No Agenda Tools, will not see yet. And the thing is, the main web chat, noagendachat.net, noagendastream.com, nagradio.com, will be terminated. Don't be afraid.
No, say it isn't so, Oil.
No. Be terminated as a current design. Completely redesigned, coming up probably for next Sunday. I cannot guarantee. I hope I have enough time. Also, Design, who is right now absolutely office trolley, that means he's drunk, He's been on this yacht parties, and he's absolutely wasted, so I haven't been managed to
talk
to him.
What a perfect candidate to work on some programming stuff for us.
Oh, absolutely. That's the best way to do it. So, yes, I have so many criticisms about the current website and the way it's working and stuff like that. So I've been working on scrapping its current design for a while now. And I believe if I can confirm with Gitmo Slave that the current design that I just showed to him before would that work, and he said that's nice. I already spoke to several other people. They also confirm that is a nice layout, nice design, so we should see how it works. Now, that is in development, and that's what you cannot yet see. It's a major pre-alpha, if you want to know.
So what kind of features are on the drawing board that you're expecting?
Well, on the drawing board, it will be a complete, utterly... basically, what I did, I said I don't want to use it anything from old one. I want a complete scrappage, and I want to do a brand new design. Now, there will be two sites. One will be Flash, one will be HTML, so all users can view it without any hesitations. Flash will be, well, a little bit more exciting, but HTML will be excited too. Now, because we have so many shows now and different feeds, now I'm willing, able, and already doing, giving special RSS feeds and special subdomain on nagradio.com to any producers that... Oh, looks like I'm modulating my mic. Gitmo, shall I control it from my end, or will you do it?
I can bring you down a little bit.
There you go.
I think it's everybody's a bit over-modulated, but we'll see. Now, the reasons why I still leave Flash site in there is because it's a little bit better. Some people like it, some hate it. In my personal way, I absolutely hate it because in most of my devices, I cannot see Flash. So, believe me, you will not miss anything out if you don't use Flash. That will be no problem. I'm catering to myself. So, now, the new site, well, McCollin, it's the latest victim, as we can say, is Professor Tom. I believe he's going to give us some news updates on a daily basis, and it will be professortom.nagradio.com, and it will be part of the whole entire new design of a page where you can have the work Horowitz and Unplug, we'll have Adam and John No Agenda, we'll have NAPU, and we have so many other shows that's currently present on the, and I dropped the link. So currently you can see all of the pages, all of the shows. They are listed on Adam's site, which is podcast.nashownotes.com. You can view it all there. They all listed. And that the drop-down and everything will be incorporated in the new website. Now, don't forget, the main attraction of the site is the stream. We'll have three different streams in the four different formats. Now, those streams are the mainstream, the secondary stream, and the lo-fi stream. For those that cannot hear the radio or the broadcast in the high fidelity, therefore we reduce it. Is it 24-bit now, Gitmo?
You fell asleep.
Yes, probably. Okay, yes, I assume it is a 24-bit stream. And in that way, it will guarantee continuation of the stream. Right now, I'm looking at the stats, and for today's show, we had about 11 to 12 constant listeners on the lo-fi stream, so it's quite popular, and we'll keep it. Now, when it comes to alternative ways of listening, and I will not, under any circumstances, turn streams into a real media file. And that would be you know, for the real players and stuff like that. It's completely useless, and it'll take so much resources, and nothing
needs to
be...
Do they still use real player? Who uses real
player? Yeah, I mean, there's a people, some request, and I says, look, if you really want to listen to the stream the way it is, just go and download VLC, and there's so many players. There's a Flash integration on the side that you can listen to that. So what I'll be doing is different extensions like ASX that you can use in your media players. And also I'm working with a couple of people that write apps for Roku Box. Will be integration there, and also a few other platforms for mobile, and I recently acquired myself a Samsung Smart TV, so I'm looking into doing an app for Smart TV platforms.
I also have the Boxy Box. Have you
yes.
seen that, Oil?
Yes,
that
I have.
That is an amazingly cool platform, and I'm lucky enough that I can watch John on the Twit app that they have for Boxy, which is pretty cool.
Well, see, that's what I want to do, but the thing is, with No Agenda, we never, ever, ever want to do a video stream, although we have the resources and the bandwidth, but I seriously don't think... I think video would kill the current No Agenda.
I'm in a different camp on that issue, just because I think that if we are... have kind of a playlist of clips, either from YouTube or whatever the source, that you would just be able to have like the No Agenda playlist, so to speak, a user-submitted playlist that could then queue through that app and play. It wouldn't necessarily see us doing production. It would just be notable clips that we think are worth watching.
You mean as an alternative, a video stream?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is if you were to do an app that were a video, a video realm where you could actually watch some of the clips that are coming through on No Agenda News Network or the like, that would be just kind of a great, you know, Cliff's Notes refresher on the things that are happening around Get Notes.
Well, there is already a portal for that.
Yeah.
And the only thing is, it'd be like a human resource to update it.
Yeah.
It's a No Agenda report.
Wouldn't part of the No Agenda News Network encapsulate some of that video stuff as well? Couldn't we have
Well, it would, and that's where the No Agenda report gets all the news feeds, unless a producer goes in and writes his own, then it goes automatic into a featured story.
Hmm.
But I'm pulling most of the news feeds from No Agenda News Network, and it works marvelous.
Okay, let me ask you guys just a question of someone I'm kind of on the inside yet really sort of standing on the outermost circle of that because I don't actively take part in this just because I don't have a lot of time, but is there right now an area where the producers are all collaborating on a level where it's kind of a project management, where if there's producers out there listening that want to volunteer their time or efforts or talents, that they could actually go to one resource and, you know, volunteer themselves to a specific project?
Yes, there is two ways, well, actually three ways of doing this. One is joining the chat and joining a room called No Agenda Code.
Great.
Now, second, you can go to dev.nagradio.com. It's a WordPress site, and it's basically projects that we currently work on, and that way you can offer your services or suggestions and stuff like that, and just write a comment, and if you want to be able to post stuff, we'll upgrade your account. So make sure you register as a subscriber, and then we just level it up, which is a bit easier. And the third way is what I did recently with Adam, is after the big news that Skype was bought out by Microsoft, and we decided we don't need it. We don't need it. And we have our own telecom now. Now it's a No Agenda PBX. But it's still in a private alpha testing right now. There is several people that's using it. Me and Gitmo Slave do it on a daily basis right now. And the surprisingly and shockingly, the quality of the audio is so much better than Skype. Is unbelievable. I mean, once we work out the configuration script so average user can configure their client, that would be a piece of cake. Have a open source free standard client, run the script, it configures everything for you, it's fully encrypted, voice over IP communication, so all your talk is secure. It's not only restricted to Skype hardware. You can actually buy tons of hardware. Like if you want to have a desktop phone or download a app for your phones, they have Blackberries, Droids, iPhones, everything. They already have it. Some phones have the SIP integrated natively, like Nokia E65 is one of my secondary phones. I dug that from a dustbin that was collecting there.
Oil, you're gonna make my head blow up here. What is it that this thing does?
Well, it's SIP. It's no agenda PBX. It's a private virtual telecom box. Basically, what it does, it creates a voice over IP communication using our own private server that is controlled by us. And
so it's like having our own Skype or our own cell company? What is it like?
No, it's having our own... Skype, it's so much limited. Now, PBX, if you go to a big office and they have all the extensions and internal call conferencing and call on hold and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, this is us. Now, we are working into a Skype in integration so people can use the Skype clients to call in. And we get in some DID, which is numbers to call in to the our own private box.
So could we use this like a push notification, like a bat signal, like Adam could leave a message to everybody and then it rings them?
Yes.
And then
that can be done. It will be as a memo, and it will go to everybody's voice box. We can also use it as a, you know, when something happening in the world. And you, all you have is your cell phone. Now, government turn off your internet. You have no Twitters. You have no Facebooks. And all you have is your phone that you can dial the numbers and it will connect. Mm-hmm. Now, at that stage, you have, hold on, no agenda people will save the day. So you call in the number for your country, which we're currently working on to, I believe it's 128 countries, I'm not sure, I need to check that one, to have a local number for that country. So we're trying to bring convenience of a low or zero cost depending on your package of your cell phone. And you can say, hi, I'm in Tahrir Square, and what you've seen on Fox News is bogus because I can see it right now. The reporter is being staged. Now people have been on queue and blah, blah, blah. Oh, other way around. It's boots on the ground reporting. It goes from the phone call to our PBX box. PBX box then automatically put it into rotation and on the stream.
Hmm.
Now, at this time, we get flagged and we listen to it. So if we really, really, really think that person has news that he should go absolutely live, we can actually then break in and have his call routed into the stream live.
This is a movie. You know that, don't you? This is a movie where, like, at the end, that's when we start getting all these calls about tyranny and all that. And unfortunately, we're all living in this bullshit, but... You know, this is the stuff scripts are made of, and you're writing this. This is awesome.
Well, this is what we've been working on for past 2-3 weeks now.
Yeah, yeah.
And the possibilities hasn't stopped there. Now, also, you know when you're traveling and you don't have a 3G, you don't have an edge network, and you're on a crappy GPRS, and you can't listen to no agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many of us have unlimited minutes, or we have 3,000 minutes, or I don't know, and we never use it? because we've been bought into a contract to get the latest phone, and we have to pay, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 bucks just to get, for example, a big package of data. But on top of that, we get so many odd minutes that we never use. Now, what we also have with those local numbers, when you go to the switchboard, it says, if you want to report something, press 1. Or if you want like to say something, press 2. Or if you want to call extension, dial it now. Or if you want to listen to the stream, press, let's say, 9. And it will also automatically put you in the room where the stream is constantly live. So you can listen on your phone.
Now, and can we do it, Oil, can we also do it to where if you just call a certain extension, then No Agenda will play, like the latest No Agenda plays from the beginning on just like an answering machine?
On demand, yes.
Yeah, that would be great.
Hey, Oil.
Yes, Gitmo.
If you want, I just brought X-Lite up. I can actually play the a live call into the PBX out over the interwebs so they can kind of hear what the beta system sounds like.
Yeah, sure. You going to call my extension?
I was just going to call the main auto attendant.
Okay, cool.
Because the way our audio is looped up.
Let's do a beta test right now.
Okay, so listen up, everybody. These guys won't hear it. You will.
Listen up, slaves.
Okay, here goes.
In the morning. Thank you for calling No Agenda. Please listen as our call options may have changed.
To hear the formula, press 1. To listen to the stream, press 2. To leave a news report, press 3. To join the break room, press 7. And if you know your priority's extension, please dial it now.
Well, there you have it, and obviously he needs a pop filter, but the recordings will be redone, and essentially there's a way to call the auto attendant, or if you called from the outside world into the system, you'd hear something like that, and you know, your mileage may vary, the options will change and grow as new features get integrated into the system, but the important thing is it's working great. I mean, I actually have, if you're looking for a portable solution, I have a D-Link DH540 or DPH540 Wi-Fi SIP phone that supports WPA2 and TKIP and all the great fun encryption protocols, so, you know, you're secure end-to-end, and you know, I can have a conversation with Mr. Oil, and it sounds better than Skype. It sounds better than when we're talking on our cells. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. And at that time, I was traveling on M6 motorway on the crappy 3G connection, and at some stage, I was hearing Gitmo Slave way better than I was hearing the person next to me. So it's quite amazing.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when you said you were actually on 3G. I mean, it was fantastic. It definitely higher quality than the cell companies give you, but that's the beauty of being in control. We can select the codec. We can set the quality of service. We set the amount of hardware resources working on your voice to make it sound good. The phone company is trying to make money, so they spread it as thin as they can, and it sounds like crap, whether it's your cell phone or your landline or whatever. So.
Yeah, sounds good. When can we start, guys? Let's go.
Well, it's in a major development now. It's taken
us.
I'm
kidding. I know it sounds like rocket science. I'm my head's spinning.
Well, it's been majorly developed by the Rev. I don't know if
I like what Klaatu says in the chat room. What extension will Doug be at?
Well, see, that's another thing, and noticeably, people say. For my dog is going mental.
It's all right.
Noticeably,
the chip has been activated.
Yes, it's gonna eat me alive. Now, when we say dog, you mean the newsreader, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, now
Oil, what do I have to revoke your ring? What's with you? You know who Doug is.
Well,
we all know who Doug is.
Doug could be
Doug.
Right.
Doug is a person. Come on now.
No, he's dead. Remember, he's dead, Doug. The ducks were falling from the sky.
Or the birds when the dog is going to come around.
Yeah. I'm teasing. Come on. All right. So can we have a conversation with Doug, perhaps, through the PBX, where Doug will interview you, and then it gets recorded, and that's a show?
Well, with Doug, it's integration with the voice server. Now, yes, we are working on it, and yes, it will be probably not Allison, but Brian, to phone boy, that is. And the voice of what we'll be reading is Doug would be reading the latest bulletin of latest news.
Yeah, but see, if we can have the PBX, can we have Doug actually ask a question and then people leave a message to Doug?
See, now you're talking AI.
Yeah. Come on, Oil. You're a genius. Let's go.
So you're actually telling me that we should surpass by any standard or definition, build our own UI, and let it run.
People want to talk to Doug. Especially right. Me. No,
okay, well, to anybody that's listening, if you have any experience with building a UI, please contact me and see if we can get it going.
Hey, here's a little sample. Again, I don't know if you guys will hear it, but this is the Brian that Mr. Oil was talking about to Phone Boy there. And clicking.
This might be the new sound of Doug. Stand ready, slaves, for the great future.
And there you have it. Just a little sample. I guess Phone Boy is the one who put that up. Is that right, originally, that reader?
I'm not sure, but yes, we straight away jumped into it and start working on it, because that's one of the options that, yes, absolutely, a repeat of Dog would be a nice on-demand. You wake up and you dial it in and say, "This is Dog. Today's news are..." And unfortunately, Marcus, for you, just for you, mm-hmm. We'll have a premium phone line with Doug.
See, I thought, wouldn't it be nice if Doug could just call you periodically throughout the day and tell you the news?
Or just see how you're feeling?
Yeah.
He's
your friend.
Nah.
Come on.
Yeah, if you donate above a certain level, you get X number of Doug calls.
Yeah. Doug could wake you up in the morning. He could, you know, ring, ring, in the morning, this is Doug.
Oh, well, yeah, can I? No, wake-up calls we can do.
Yeah.
Wake-up calls we can do.
We support wake-up calls, and actually, yeah, we could just, I think, as far as I know, you could make it say whatever you want.
Yeah. Now, let's move along. This is just a little project we have, because it's going off-topic, big time, fast.
Ding.
Off-topic.
Now, the other thing is... working right now. It has been working for about a month. And, of course, I'm talking a no-agenda DNS. Now, you can find it nadns.net. They're all instruments of how to configure, how to do anything with no-agenda DNS service. Why is it necessary? Well, for me, it's crucial. I believe to have unfiltered, unrestricted internet is our right and not a privilege. And therefore, I fight and give tools for others to follow the same standard. Now, we set up our own 2 DNS servers located in a bunker somewhere in an area that's not been heavily monitored and heavily regulated by the Starfleet command. So if you want to go and use DNS service from friendly people of No Agenda, you may want to go to nadns.net and have a look, see what happens when you start hitting, or actually when you go to different websites, and if you listen to us from China or from countries that you see that page is not available, but you really sure there is, sometimes a simple DNS change would help. Now, some of them are more sophisticated and you'll need a VPS, but DNS will certainly help a long way. Now go to nadns.net, and here's a call out to designers that are there. If you have a design that you'd like to submit for No Agenda DNS page, obviously you will be credited, and it will be heavily appreciated. Please contact myself or Wizard in the chat, and we'll look into it in implementing that design. But yeah, and I'm just logging into the statistics now, and it's been used pretty much every day, constant use on the DNS servers, everybody.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one of the projects is brought to you by us. Now, I want to go into a deep end about something else that's in the plans. It's not been implemented, there's no hardware being allocated, but it's in the plans. Now, before I do that and before I give the mic to Marcus Couch to talk about something very important to you producers that are out there that want to do some podcasts, I want to give a little plug. Now, it's not the usual plug, and it goes something like this. If you have a project that is, you think, worthy of No Agenda, it will help everybody, non-commercial, bear in mind, non-commercial project, and if it's not been done already, I will certainly be able to allocate resources, as in servers, bandwidth, domains, or some code, or whatever. We have a good, knowledgeable community. So, So if you have a project, but you lack on servers, you lack on bandwidth, or you restricted for where you are, and implementation is the key, contact us, noagendacode, on noagendachat.net, or contact me on Twitter at Mr. Oil, and if I can, I will help, and we'll kick it off. Now, Marcus, I want to do podcast. How do I do it?
Okay. Well, first, you're going to need a microphone. And for that, I suggest I have the Zune Handy Recorder H2. You can get them for like $100. It is great because it's portable. It has an SD card slot that records all the audio. It's two-sided. It's also USB, so you can use it as a USB mic and plug that straight into your computer. It is a dual-sided mic, which means if you want to have a conversation with a co-host or someone else or just interview someone, you can put it on two channels to where if you set it in between yourself and the interview subject, it will record you in stereo and record the other party in stereo and separate them out. You can actually record one channel as one person and one channel as the other person as well. So very good tool to use. Also, if you have an iPad, there are some apps out there you can use. There's a Caster program, it's called. If you just search for podcast in the App Store, there's some that you can just create podcasts right on your iPad. Save them out as MP3s and upload them to your favorite cloud. GarageBand also works for the iPad. You can get that. There's a lot of other pretty cool ones out there. And I don't know about iPhone or Droid or anything like that yet. I don't have any of those devices, so I haven't had a chance. But that's the first thing. Get a microphone.
Well, I did a couple of recordings with my iPhone and with the mic that is supplied. It's okay-ish, mm-hmm. providing you don't have much background noise.
Right. Yeah, that's why I really like this Zune H2. And actually, you know, John, I think, uses it, and he's the one. He uses it also to do clips. It has a line in that you can also record in. So I think for the No Agenda producer, this is the universal kind of end-all mic. It's portable. It even fits in your pocket. You can kind of record through your trouser pants. You know, if you need to.
It's good. So I recommend them. I don't really have a source or affiliate codes or anything like that. And even if I did, the governor of California took that away from me. So out of luck there. Now, the second thing that you need to do. Oh, this is probably the sole reason why Adam's fleeing California quite soon is because the governor signed into a bill that said essentially if you're an affiliate in California, you have stores.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
What's the
solution for that? Reminds me after you finish the podcast.
I would appreciate that one greatly. So anyway, the next thing that you're going to need is obviously recording software. If you're a Mac, you can use GarageBand. If you're a PC, there's plenty of PC applications that you can use, some free ones to record with. Just check them out online. CNET's got some pretty good ones too. PC, Audacity, GarageBand, those are good ones. So once you get it edited together, Oil, what do they do with the files? Where do they put them?
Well, my personal choice is because I use ZMac. I actually use GarageBand for a little bit of post-production.
Use what?
Yes!
GarageBand. I'm sorry. Go ahead. We just call it Garage. The GarageBand.
The Garage.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And a little bit of post-production there, add some clips, some sound effects, and you export it. And here is where my previous thing was coming into play. Now, if you want to have automatic rotation of your file, you can supply your RSS feed to Adam. He will add, so as soon as you publish your podcast, it not only will go to like iTunes or other devices to automatically download, but it will also go on the stream, and I'm sure Adam is working on scheduling, so it will actually play in your time, providing you update, upload it within time to do so. So I would say if your show goes out on Monday, record it on Sunday and upload it on Sunday. Now,
Where are we uploading it to?
Well, see, if you need a storage, if you need a RSS feed, there's a plenty of places that you can find online for free. Or, again, contact me. We'll create your subdomain on nagradio.com. It will be listed under the nagradio.com itself, nogendamix.com, and you will see when people come to the stream or the chat, it will be there, all the program listings. It goes there, and yes.
I still recommend Mevio, by the way.
Mevio, yes, it's a very good, and yeah. It has easy to use, so you can use that, Mevio.com.
Also,
Adam's still a shareholder there.
Very important.
I still do a show there, too, so I'm still
there you go.
As well.
Very important to note, I threw it in the chat room, but Adam, his aggregation service is... it's the No Agenda News Network, NAN, I guess if you want for short. You can get an account set up, and you can use Blork to post your podcast, and it will also get on the stream. I think that's the native method that Adam has set up now.
Yes, it is.
And
yes, it is.
To get that, if you are not in the chat room, I'll just say it quickly over the air. Send an email to adam@curry.com. In the subject of the email, please... Put N-A-N-N.
No.
Yeah, put N-A-N-N in the subject so he can sort them out and work through those diligently. In the body of the message, say whatever you want, but make sure you say, hey, Adam, can I please have a NAN account? He will reply back to you with a login and password and instructions. And you do need HTML5, so you're going to need... to be either on a Mac or if you're on PC, you're going to need IE9, which blows goats, or Chrome, or any other HTML5 compatible client. And it's pretty easy. That's how I post content on there. Essentially just follow Adam's instructions when he replies to you.
Awesome. I love it. It's great.
After that, you'll be on the air.
Mm-hmm. Calling everybody a douchebag.
You always do, Mark. You always do.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
I'm still
okay.
Trying to think of what I'm going to do for a show, because I'm a music guy. That's what I've always kind of done, and now
Marcus, I'll tell you what. You get three doors down in my backyard. I will give you material to talk the way over.
Okay.
Hey,
you will be describing how they play.
I just wanted to add something real quickly, which I meant to mention. If you do get a NAN account set up and you create your wonderful podcast and put it on the air, absolutely no unlicensed material whatsoever, or it will be the shortest-lived NAN account you have ever seen in your life.
Oh, yes.
You cannot put copyrighted material of any kind in your podcast.
Are we talking just music or clips, or what can we play?
Clips. Clips seem to be public domain. Adam plays them on No Agenda all the time. Like if it's off C-SPAN or something that's a public domain,
yeah,
you're fine. You can play Creative Commons. Anything Creative Commons is safe.
Yeah, but isn't it, if my interpretation of the, at least U.S. law, that if you stand in by the TV set and record something with your voice in the foreground and the clip in the background, would that constitute as a fair, what's it called, a fair use?
Yeah, there's fair use, because if it's deemed as a news story or a pop culture topical conversation, then you can actually use it.
Right, and you have to credit the source. You could say as reported by the Ministry of Truth or its proper name, you know what I mean? Just wanted people to be aware of that, because we don't want you to put a lot of work and effort into something and find your account closed. No Agenda does not want to be in jail. So keep it creative. You know, if you don't know what Creative Commons is, use the Google. It's simply a licensing program that allows content providers, be it music, talk, news, sports, whatever, to give the people free license to use their product. And if something you're going to put on is already Creative Commons and you've verified that for a fact, then it's fair game and the fair use that we just talked about as well. So just keep that in mind.
Don't send Doug to jail. Use legal stuff.
That's a clip.
Yes.
Now, I have a little rant coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's going on there, Mr. Oil? What's under your craw?
Well, a single piece of software we have been using for the past several months now, called the Dropbox. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Now, recently I have, and so I believe every single other user of Dropbox, received an email stating that, hey, we've changed our terms and conditions, and we're sending you this to describe them in ease.
I thought change was good, Mr. Royal. Isn't change good?
If you change to step down, then yes.
If it's in your pocket, change is good. If you clicked on read the changes in policy, you'd probably have a stroke.
Well, so what's the change, Royal? They're going to give us more speech for money? Right. What are they doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. It says, hi, Oily. Yes. That's why I registered under. Never mind.
That's what all the ladies call you.
We wanted to let you know that we made some changes to the Dropbox Terms of Services, Privacy Policy, and Security Overview. We did it to make our policies easier to read and understand and better reflect product improvements we've made to Dropbox. Please read above these changes in our blog post and read the docs themselves. Now, okay. Terms of Conditions, everybody changed them. Privacy policy, it was a little bit of a bit of pissed off to me. Now, when it comes to security, see, this is what irked me, and bear in mind, through the history of Dropbox, I tend to have rants about Dropbox itself, and some people say I was wrong, and then they're saying, yes, you're actually right. And then this comes. Now, here is the thing, mobile encryption. Now, Dropbox provides you with the SSL to protect while you're sending your data. Once it gets to them, it's an open. It's not encrypted, and then they encrypt it. Now, they say, here's the thing, that if need to be and required by law, they will release all your data and associated data to your Dropbox, to the law enforcement, or other third parties that require it.
Now, my
point is this. They do not do duplicates of the files. And so they hash every single file that everybody submitted, and if they see it's a duplicate of something, they will not ask you to upload that file, but they associate your hash with the file already on the server, therefore associating you to the person that shared that file who he's associated to.
Ooh. Nice.
And so imagine if, for example, a Joe Blogs uploads some child porn. Yeah. And he hash it in a way that it's misunderstood or something, and then he hash a file called Fox News Report, something that was a fair use or Creative Commons. Now, he has two files. One is like you go to jail for. One is anybody can share, because you have the same file that's fair use or Creative Commons. You are associated with him. Now, if you had something else in your Dropbox that you have not shared with anybody, but you already associated with that person, the law enforcement have reasonable belief to search warrant your Dropbox and inspect all the files in there without contacting you.
So how do we get around these douches?
Now, I haven't finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, at the same time in March when I started a rant, there is a piece of software came out as a drop sheep, I think something like that was called. And basically, it was generating hashes. And instead of sharing or sending the invite to someone, you can actually generate the hash of the file, and you can download that file.
I love when you say hash.
So it's a complete security violation. Very easily done with a readily accessible piece of code.
Well, they reverse engineered the protocol. Therefore, it doesn't matter what you do to the client. As long as the protocol is in place, it's vulnerable. Now, the thing is, what some people did, I don't remember what they were, but I'll make sure I'll put in some show notes somewhere, that you can encrypt your files before uploading them on Dropbox. And therefore, it'll be secured. Now, I now have no faith in anything cloud. None whatsoever. My face
gonna,
cloud.
Are we just back down to like burning DVDs and putting them in FedEx? Is that what we're left with now?
No. Basically, what I'm working right now is a personal private client that uses our storage, our service. And what it does is actually I will release that as a commercial service. It will be alternative. But what it will do is automatically encrypt the file at your end, where only you have the key for it. Now, if by law I'm required to give your data to law enforcement, I will.
But encrypted.
It will just be random noise.
Yeah.
Therefore, me offering security, but not compromising your security.
I'm glad you're on our side, Oil.
Amen.
But that's just, you know, it's really, really annoyed me how if there's a simple solution for what is there without compromising the user security and user ability to actually
do something, but yet they choose to completely chill out and disregard any sort of privacy and security. Now, here's another thing.
And why would they? Why would they give us privacy and security? What's it to that? You know, what do they have to gain?
Commercial value?
Well, yeah, but they also get some. They get money every time, you know, somebody that wants to pull the data that's involved in the government. They charge them for that. I mean, the guys on the show have mentioned that. No.
If it's warranted, then they have to release it for free.
Oh.
If it's unwarranted, like Microsoft, the Hotmail, mm-hmm. Google, Yahoo, they sell it.
Okay.
It's actually in terms and conditions that they can sell your data. But with the Dropbox, they say by request and with the full legal authority. So I presume they mean as a warrant, a search warrant for your digital's ones and zeros.
Yeah. So, okay, so we're going to get some private stuff here for a fee.
Well, it's a long-winded project. What I'm thinking of is do a cluster of servers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of starting with a few hundred terabytes.
Jeez.
See how it goes.
All. Now, what's the fee structure you're thinking, and is it a straight for profit, or what happens to the proceeds?
Well, it's going to be done in three ways. Okay, the fee structure will be done, one, to pay for the service, two, to sustain No Agenda, three, to get me some hookers and blow.
Yeah. Why not?
Simple as.
Security providers have to have indulgence.
You can expect to be in the alphas and betas for free while it's running. I have no problem with that. But this is going to be a long-winded project, and providing legal and not shilling out solutions for what already there, but, you know, having a common sense of offering security to people. If you're stupid enough to do something illegal, then yes, I will provide storage. Yes, I will release your data to the law for enforcement. No, it will not be any use to them.
And you will sign a waiver, slave.
Well, I mean, if they get the data and they can't decrypt it, they have to go for you and get the keys from you. But at the end of the day, I'm just a storage person.
It's the same concept as you can't sue the highway for the car accident.
Exactly.
Awesome. Sign me up, man. I'm your first customer.
Well, it's pre-alpha, so it's just on a paper right now.
Okay.
Hey, I just got a PM question came in from somebody that wants to remain anonymous. First time that's ever happened. Both getting an anonymous question and an anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. So, dear anonymous, here is your question out loud, and Mr. Oil, it's directed to you about this. They want to know if the proceed. What? Oh boy, I don't know. Buzzkill Jr., where are you? They want to know if they sign up for your service and they, you know, whatever you've allocated as proceeds to go to No Agenda, does that count towards their knighthood?
No.
Cheap
ass.
Hey, I'm just reading the questions here.
I know, I know.
The answer simple is no. It's an alternative to what you use. Right now, what we're paying, $10-$15.
Yeah, value for value, people. You get the value of the service, okay?
Well, I mean, it's a fair question, okay?
I know, but it's...
Well, the thing is, Rhino and myself, Rhino the Beater, that is, we're actually doing something that's going to come up on a stream as well. And yesterday, as we were talking, and he was going to send me the material over in a Dropbox, I said, Rhino, do not do that, and send it to me by email. Simply because the permission that we have from the author of the thing, we have a full written permission from the author. Actually, no, I can speak freely about it. We are doing a radio play of One Day in Gitmo Nation. the writer has given us the full permission to do a readout first and then do full audiobook of it.
Nice.
And that will go under noagendarecords.com. And I asked Rhino the Bearded not to publish in the Dropbox because part of the terms and conditions at one stage came out that they own your copyright. Or they can use it in any way they want, and they revised it after that, but yeah, I would not trust them anything after that.
What about just straight up FTP these days?
Well, it's not as easy as a Dropbox.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is a client that works with the software, with the user, it's easy to do, easy to implement, like Dropbox. Click.
Okay.
Here, click there, sign up, boom, done.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, that's that, and I think that's it from me, guys.
When's the Hookers and Blow Network coming?
Unless there are more questions. There's a one question from iDouchebag, I believe. Oil, where do you get all these resources? I have several rack spaces, physical rack spaces in several data centers. One of them located in California, one of them located in Illinois, one of them located in Germany, one of them coming online any day now in South, what you call that country? South Korea.
Yeah.
One of them is located in Sweden. And the storage data is located, hopefully soon, I'll get the whole basement of a old bunker in the lovely Zug. Adam, if you're listening, there's always a bench for you there.
Heil Zug.
I don't know what that means.
Me either.
Oh, okay.
That's why I just said Heil Zug. You can't go wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So that's it. That's it for the nerd projects for the week. No.
Well, if you have any more questions or want to participate, join us in the chat, noagendachat.net, and join No Agenda Code in there.
I have an idea for something that I'd actually like to do, and I'd like to get your guys' opinion on it.
Go.
I have linksthatrock.com. I own that domain.
Okay.
And I think I want to take that. Where is it that all the domains are being listed right now?
Domain. Yeah, you can go.
You're talking about the forwards that Adam talks about?
Yeah, the list of the forwards, yeah.
Isn't that going to noagendashow.com?
I think.
Or is it
no,
straight?
I need to know like the list of the actual domains that are forwarding.
Oh, you want the whole
easy.
List.
Go to domains.nashownotes.com.
All right. So I'd like to actually make kind of a cool links that rock of all the, a listing of all of those domains and then have the ability that somebody that's of prominence can approve some that people submit. And then also on the back end, we can have a link shortener from linksthatrock.com and you can make up your own link that rocks.
Yeah, it's links.rock is actually the first option on that, domains.nashownotes.com.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you, Oil. I own links.rock.com.
Okay, well, point it there, my friend.
All right.
That is the destination that, it already rocks, and now it'll rock harder. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. So
that has been a NAPU for Sunday, 10th of July, 2011.
And
it is been a pleasure always.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Mr. Oil.
Sure, man.
And if you'll all please stand as we go out, we will go out with the national anthem and
right.
A no agenda shot. How about that?
Hey, I'm all up for that.
All right, in the morning, everybody.
In the morning, everybody.
In the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for your Gitmo Nation national anthem.
So the Virginia Attorney General, who's the guy who took on the Obama administration's Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
by him and a bunch of other guys are suing left and right.
By calling it unconstitutional, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I've got two clips from him where he's blasting the EPA, but then I would like to play both of them, but let's start with the clip I would normally play second, but it's the FCC clip. And tell me if you knew about this.
You know, you who were here for a reason, we being the state, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and coming to an internet near you this summer, the FCC, this is the most brazen one of all. The FCC is going to roll out again an order to regulate the internet.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Why is this the most brazen one of all? For one simple reason. A year ago, in 2010, they had a court ruling telling them they couldn't do this. They thought about it and said, we'll do it anyway. It's just a court ruling. Talk about a brazen disregard, disdain for the rule of law. Now, we may not like what courts do all the time, but there's got to be a place where our contests are refereed and fought out. This administration doesn't just disrespect states, doesn't just disrespect federal law, doesn't just disrespect the United States Constitution, but they also have no respect for the courts of this country. It's amazing. It is amazing. And this ruling, this order, is what they call it, coming this summer, in my view, is the most brazen one of all because of that, because they have crossed one more line so brazenly. So I'm glad to tell you there are attorneys general, especially that got elected in 2010 all over the country, who are now stepping up to the plate and playing a role in defending the Constitution, the rule of law, and their states in our federalist system.
Wow. Let me do the trailer.
Coming this summer, lock down your modems. It's FCC Regulation 2011.
Well, we'll have the licenses.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of it. We have your podcast license. Go to podcastlicense.com. Actually, John, I need you to put a link up on Dvorak.org/NA.
I'll do it. As soon as the show's over, I'll create a link, and I'll send you a copy. You can put it on that site, too.
Yes, because we need the podcast licenses to propagate. You'll get your podcast license at podcastlicense.com, and when the... When the FCC regulations come down and someone's knocking on your door, say, hey, excuse me, Ossifer, can I just show you my podcast license signed by the Podfather and John Hancock himself?
Dvorak.org/NA.
Squirrel!
I'm going to show my support by donating to No Agenda. Imagine all the people who could do that. Oh, yeah, that'd be fab.
In the morning, this is Gitmo Slave, and I donate to No Agenda.
Dvorak.org/NA.
You're listening to No Agenda Stream.